Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Shabbos. Perik Chav Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Meine Adam is Archav, a person may count his guests. He's making a cheshbon. He wants to invite guests. Ah, how beautiful to have Archim by the Shabbos Kodesh table. But again, if you have Archim, you have to feed them. You have to make sure you have enough food. So Meina Adam, a person can count as Archav, he can count the number of guests he wishes to invite for Shabbos because he wants to know how much food he has to prepare. And we say food, it means, you know, the basic food, the loaves of bread, as the Meiri says. He has parperoisav. He may also count the number of portions he has. Parperoisav means like side things, dessert, that he wants to serve to his guest. You remember a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Gematriyos, heim heim, parperois lechachma. Gematriyos are nice. It's like the dessert, to wisdom, to really understanding, to the gufei halachais. Now, Zakta Mishnah, yes, he can count, but it has to be mipiv. It has to be with his mouth. In other words, not from a written note. As the Mishnah continues, Zavaloyman Aksav, not from a guest list, not from something that is written. Now, what's the problem? Why does it have to be dafka mipiv? Why does it have to be by memory? Why can't he read from a guest list that he prepared? Well, one concern is, he's going to check over the list. Okay, I'm going to invite Moshe and Yankel and Baruch and Aaron Svi, and let me see how... I don't have enough food. Wait, let me erase one of these names. I don't want to accidentally invite him, and then I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm not going to have what to give it to him. You know what he just did? He erased one of the names. We're scared that when he realizes he doesn't have enough food, he's going to decide to take off some people from the list. He's going to forget that it's Shabbos, and he's going to erase the names of the people that he's not going to invite. Another reason is, there's a big machloikis, what you're allowed to read on Shabbos, besides for Torah. I don't want to get into it right now. But there are definitely things you aren't supposed to read on Shabbos. Shtari hedyaitais, business documents. So some say that the reason for this is, because Chazal wanted, the reason we don't want him to read it from the papers, Chazal wanted any reading on Shabbos to be just from Torah. Zakta Mishnah weiter. Umefis means... it's like a gyro. Do you ever learn Masechtas Yuma? You remember when the Kehanim got together and they did a gyro? They would each like extend their fingers, and the person in charge would count around and around to see which kind gets to do which avoida. What was that called? A pious. So pious means a gyro. Why does the word pious mean gyro? I once heard a beautiful taich. What does it mean to be mephias someone? It means, I'm asking you mechila. Please don't be angry at me. To appease. Why do we get angry in life? It's not fear. He took this away from me. If not for him, I would have had it. If not for him, I could have. I should have. I would have. If we really believed, in a Shemayim, everything is allotted to us. Are you angry at a gyro when you lose? No, it's a gyro. No one, if it's a fair gyro, no one did this to me. It's a Shemayim. We understand that. We accept that. Now, if we had the proper amunah that no one could take anything away from us, not whether we're chosen into a game, not who gets a certain job. In life, everything is Menashe Mayim. We wouldn't be angry at people. It's Menashe Mayim. And that's why when you're Mephias someone, when you appease someone, it's like a gyro. It was Beshert Menashe Mayim. That doesn't mean we're allowed to hurt people. But the person who gets hurt has to understand, although no one has a right to hurt you, don't be so angry. Everything is Hashgacha. Okay, in any event. So the word Pious or Mephis is a kind of a gyro. Zakta Mishnah. Umefis in Bonav, he can cast lots with his children, the Imbenei Beisai, and the other members of his household, Ala Shulchan, about the portions at the table. Now, the Batanura explains this refers to children who are Semuchim al Shulchana. These are children who, this is where they eat, the father supports them. They're not paying for their food. And when you're not a cash-paying customer, so you're not so makbid about how large, you know, a portion is, the one I got, the one my friend got. You go into a restaurant and you pay $10 for a piece of meat, and someone else pays $10 for a piece of meat, and he gets a bigger piece than you, you're going to be upset. But at home, that's how it is. Not all the portions are the same. So therefore, we're not so concerned that there's going to be an argument by the table, and that we're going to start measuring and weighing or counting out exact portions on Shabbos. But if that was not the case, if these weren't people that are smuchim al shulchanai, so you can't make a gerul for portions. Because people are going to say, wait a second, I'm being cheated. He's going to measure, he's going to weigh, he's going to count it out. And that can't be done on Shabbos. Some say that they're going to start negotiating with each other. You give me a bigger piece later on, I'll give you a bigger piece, and they're going to use the term halva, which we mentioned earlier in the previous mission that cannot be done because we're scared they're going to come to ride it. So again, umefis in bondav, you can cast lots. He can cast lots with his sons, the Bnei Beis, and other members of his family, as long as they are smuchim al shulchanei, their dependents, al shulchan, on the table about the different portions. Ubilvad, but on the condition, as long as shalo yischave, he should not intend lases mona gedoyla keneged ketana. In other words, he shouldn't like try to make a bet, a large portion against a small portion. Now the Gemara says, as often is the case with Mishnayos, that we're missing some of the words. Chasurei mechasra, something is missing over here. And this is what the Mishnah should read. Here, if you want, you can take a look at the Batanura. Divrei hamaskel, ubulvat shelo yischave. Masnit nechasurei mechasra, something is missing. V'hachi ketani, and this is what it should say. It should say, mefis adam, imbonav v'imbnei beisai ala shulchan. You can cast lots, a person can cast lots with his children, and members of his household for portions at the table, the afilu mana gedayla, even if some of the portions are larger, keneged mana kitana, as opposed to some of the other portions which are smaller. However, vidavka, this is only in banav with his own sons, and b'nei beisai, people from his house that always eat by his table, because they're not so makbin on each other. So it's like a game. Okay, who gets this portion? Let's make a guy roll. But with others where it's serious, so then the din is that you can't do a guy roll even for equal portions on Shabbos. Avalem acher, with other people, loy. No guy roll at all. But wait a second. So you're telling me on Shabbos you can't, but during the week you can with other people? Yes, that's true. On Shabbos you can't, but during the week you can make a guy roll for portions with other people, but ubulvad, this that I'm telling you, that on Shabbos you can't, but during the week you can, is only for equal portions. If you want to cast lots for unequal portions, let's say who gets the big one, who gets the small one, that's usher to do even during the week. That's gambling. And that is usher, let's go back now to the text of our Mishnah, that is usher during the week with others who are really makbid on each other, Mishum Kovya. Kovya is the Isser against gambling. Literally, it means dice. The dice was a general term that was used for all different kinds of gambling. Why is gambling also, besides for morally, maybe it's wrong, and Chas V'Shalom, a person gets caught up in gambling, he doesn't know how to stop, and he's in the wrong environment. But why did Chazal Aser it? Before even all of those other considerations. You know why? Because it's considered Gezeila. When a person agrees to a bet, he expects to win. If he knew he would lose, he would have never entered into the bet. So the Rabbanan consider that, midrabbanan, it's considered stealing. Okay, so again, let's get back to members of his own family. So between members of your own family, you're allowed to gamble? Well, Rashi, first of all, explains it's not shaykh stealing, because the father's giving the food to everyone, it all belongs to him. And again, they may be just doing it to make things interesting a little bit. It's not a serious, okay, we're going to take a chance. Who gets the bigger one, who gets the smaller one? Now this term is called an asmachta. An asmachta is when a person makes a kind of a bet and says, you know, if you don't do that, I'll give you so much money. Or if you do that, or if that's true, people don't really mean that when they say it. So if you take that money, it's considered gneiva. Vayitra says the Mishnah, there is some type of girl that could be done on Yom Tov. Umetilin chaloshim, the kaihanim. They can cast lots, they can do a girl. Ala kodeshim, for the portions of Kachem, the parts of the Karbonais, be Yom Tov on Yom Tov. Why? Why should the Kayan be different? Why should he be able to make a girl on the parts that were Shechted on Yom Tov to be divided to see who gets what? Well, since the Kayan is fulfilling a mitzvah when he eats the Kachem, so it was out the covet of the mitzvah, everyone was trying to get a geshmak, a piece, a bigger piece, to fulfill more of the mitzvah. So Memele Chazal allowed it. But it's only for the karbanis that were shechted on Yom Tov. Avalei alamanis, but not for the portions of karbanis that were already brought during the weekday before the Yom Tov. They should have done this girl before Yom Tov. Okay, quickly chazring over, we learned in this Mishnah. You can count your guests. You want to know how many loaves of bread you need? No problem counting your guests and counting the portions of dessert. But by memory, not from a written note, says this Mishnah. We're scared you're going to see, uh-oh, I don't have enough food. You're going to erase some of the names of the people you planned to invite. Or there may be an issue of what you're allowed to read on Shabbos. Again, we're not getting into it, but there are definitely certain things you can't read on Shabbos, and we're scared this will lead to reading things you're not supposed to read on Shabbos. But then you can kind of cast lots over who gets what by your table, even if it's bigger portions versus smaller portions. But that's only people that are eating from you anyway. It's all yours. It's not Shaykh Genev or Gzela. You're not makbid on each other. But if you have other people by the table, the halachis of making a gar would be as follows. This is according to the Nusach in the Gemara. Equal portions, can't do it on Shabbos. But if it's not Shabbos, you can. If it's for unequal portions, you get the big piece, you get the small piece, that you can't even do after Shabbos, because that's like gambling. And we said that gambling is considered gezeilim and rabbanon. The kehanim, they can make a girl about the kachim that was shechted on Yom Tov, but not on the portions of karbanais that were shechted before Yom Tov.